Father, we love you. Thank you for the day you've given to us. Lord, your word is true. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to know you, Lord, and to have hope and confidence in you. We just praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your power in our lives. Keep those that are in the path of this storm safe. We just ask you, Lord, to keep guard over every one of them, all of our church family that's traveling different places. We ask you, Lord, to stand guard over them and around them. Lord, let the angels of God keep them. Let no evil befall them. We'll praise you. We'll thank you for it. We'll love you for it. And we just pray you'll meet with us right here as we try to honor your name. Let your spirit and your grace come into our hearts and our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, appreciate you being in God's house today. Amen. Brother Travis, would you help us on the piano? And Brother Jeremy's going to lead songs. So let's just let's lift up our voice and let's worship the Lord today. All right? Amen. Turn around, shake a neighbor's hand. You may have to step a few steps more than normal. Amen. I told him I got to preach good. Sister Marie's already moved up 7-8 rows. So, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right, we're going to sing the Glory Land Way.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the Glory Land Way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the Glory Land Way. Wonders come home, oh, hasten to obey and get in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the Glory Land Way. And onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the Glory Land Way. And soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Glory Land Way. And onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the Glory Land Way. I'm in the Glory Land Way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the Glory Land Way.
Hallelujah, Lord, we love you this morning. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Page 94.
Hallelujah,
thank God, thank God. Sing, I'm in a new world. You're glad you're in a new world this morning, glad to be saved. And on our way to heaven.
The Lord has been so good to me. He set my captive spirit free. Old things are passed away, and all things are new today. And He gave me life for Pastor Dim. Oh, how I changed since I found Him. And I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I'm in a new world. are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise, and I'm in the new world since the Lord saved me. While traveling down the sinful road, I had no friend to share my load, and I wandered here and there, yet no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day, and I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I'm in a new world, all things have passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise, and I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I can't explain the way I feel. There's not a doubt, I know that it's real. There's glory in my soul, the hallelujahs roll. Though earthly friends may turn me down, I'll still retain the peace that I've found. And I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I'm in a new world, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise, and I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, and then I had a great surprise, and I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, if you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You're seated. Amen. This morning, in God's presence, Brother Travis, we'll have you sing in just a moment. Someone, amen, take the time just to worship the Lord today. Give the Lord a good praise and just brag on Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Nelson. Sure, no doubt, no doubt.
I'm glad to serve God that He knows.
Amen.
He knows what we can't. I mean, He's faithful, guides and directs us. I'm so glad to be serving the living God.
Amen, amen. Sister Susan. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Good to have Leonard and Debbie with us today and Cameron. So, good to have them with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Travis.
I think this song might be appropriate for the day. Where could I go? Jesus asked Peter that. Will you also go away? What'd he say? Where could I go? But to the Lord. Amen. Living below this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me. Where could I go?
others are kind. I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
My dad is in Ohio, and he's been having a lot of pain the last couple of days, so he's certainly needing help, and good to see the Rowe family come in today. Amen. Storms don't change everything, so thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. But my grandmother as well, she has been in the hospital for the last few days, and going to be sending her home under hospice care. That's my mom's mother, Grandmother McKinney, so she's battling cancer, I guess, and things. So she's 91 years old, and not really wanting to do any kind of surgery. So if you would lift her up in prayer. And then also my brother-in-law, David, his brother, had some sort of colon trouble, and it seems as if it's burst and he's septic and they're not expecting him to live. So there's three situations kind of all right there going on with my family up there in Ohio. So if you would remember each one of those request, and remember obviously the storm and things of that nature, all those in the harm's way, and all of our people that are traveling different places. Let's pray one for another. Amen. Someone else, maybe you've got something urgent on your heart, your mind, even you'd like to make a matter of prayer this morning. Brother Nelson. All right, Brother Nelson's mother, remember her this morning. Right, remember this. Amen. Brother John. All right, let's remember Josh, if you would. Amen. Well, let's stand. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray one for another. Remember these requests. Father, we love you today. God, we come to you, Lord. I ask you to keep your hand on Dad today. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd remove that pain. God, I pray, Lord, the healing hand of Jesus would be upon him today. Oh, God, I know you're not limited by distance. I know you're able to help him. Lord, I know you're able to touch him, oh, God, by your power and by your grace, Lord. My grandmother, Lord, would you help her today? Lord, we know there's healing available in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I just pray your will, your complete and perfect will be done. Father, I pray you touch her in soul and spirit as well as body. Lord, the family, just be with them, strengthen them, Lord, give them insight, direction, Lord, just show yourself alive to them. Father, we magnify and glorify your name. Oh, we love you, Lord, and we praise you, how we glorify and magnify your name, that there is none like unto you, Lord. You are the true and the living God. Beside you, there is no other. Thank you, Lord, that we can go to you as a healer, Lord, as a deliverer. We can go to you, Lord, as a savior and a provider, Lord, a baptizer. We thank you for it. The promises of God that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify you today. We praise you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house with your people to worship you. Let these promises be so today. Jesus, wonderful, wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you as you're seated. Sister Beth, come on, sing for us this morning if you would. Amen. We got time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone else, amen, got a good time to brag on Jesus, magnify the Lord if you want to.
I appreciate the Lord, and it's good to be here today. And I was thinking, as the last several days they've been calling these evacuations and everyone's in panic, and I'm trying to think, what, Friday night I was at Kroger's and there were people running through the aisles like, I was like, calm down, you know, we got several days, you're okay, you know, people are just so panicky. And I was thinking, I wish people would feel that way about the coming of the Lord or the judgment of God. If people would only realize, you know, this hurricane may do some damage, but nothing like your eternal soul without the Lord. And so I just appreciate that I'm right with the Lord, and I'm thankful that I do know that He is the He's everything to me, and I just love Him today. I can't walk upon the waters or calm the raging sea, but I know a man who can. I can't make blinded eyes to open or make the lame to walk again, but I know a man who Savior, the Redeemer of all men, but I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. If you feel that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, I know a man who I can't take a heart that's broken, make it over again, but I know a man who can. I can't take a soul that's sin sick, make it white as the snow, but I know a man. Of all men, but I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. If you feel that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, I know a man who Redeemer of all men, but I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. If you feel that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, I know a man who
magnify you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the name above every name, that name to which every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm reading today from the book of Psalms, chapter number 62. Amen. Psalms chapter number 62, the first seven verses. Well, we'll read the first eight verses. I want to talk to you this morning about waiting upon God. Waiting upon God. The last few days, many of us have spent time just kind of waiting, waiting, and waiting. Somebody said that's the hardest part about all of it, is just waiting. But I want to talk to you about waiting upon God. Psalms chapter number 62, starting at verse number 1 and reading down through the 8th verse. Why don't we just read this together this morning if we can. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Amen. God blesses you. Seated today in the presence of the Lord. It's not my sermon today, but as I was studying yesterday, I shall not be moved is found three times in the Psalms. I shall not be moved. And this is the only time that the psalmist was not moved. The other two occasions, the psalmist put his trust in material things and wealth of this world, and he was moved. But in this passage, this psalmist says, I shall not be moved, and he is not moved because he put his strength not in himself or what he owned, but he put his trust in the Lord. And so today I believe we can put our trust and our hope in the Lord. But my text is found today in verse number 5. Notice this, my soul. I want to talk about waiting upon God personally. My soul, wait thou only upon God. Wait upon God. I want to talk to you about waiting upon God patiently. And then for my expectation or my hope, my expectation is from him, waiting upon God purposefully. Amen. My soul, verse number 5, my soul, wait thou upon God. Wait upon God personally. That you and I can have a personal relationship with God, that we can have a personal encounter with the Lord. And what a blessing those words, my soul. My soul, I appreciate your times when you can magnify God and talk about how you've waited upon God and what God has done for you. But notice how the psalmist adds the personal aspect of this when he says, my soul, my soul. I enjoy reading great biographies, enjoy reading experience of what God has done for other people, but there's nothing as wonderful as being able to wait upon God personally, to come before the Lord and, first of all, admit my need before God. That's why we do come before the Lord, because we have an admission of a need, that we need God, and we bow down before him. And so there is that humility in prayer, that we come before the Lord and we express our need and we express what we're going through. And we realize we don't have the answers or the capabilities within ourselves, and we don't have the strength or the wherewithal to get through life. And so there's humility in prayer because we come to the Lord and we admit our need. But think about this, my soul, wait thou only upon God. That not only do I admit my need, but I have the attention of God. And what greater promise is that than to be able to come to the altar and begin to talk to the God of the universe, the God who made everything that can be seen out of nothing, and that God has me within his view, that God is looking into our lives and our situation. I never get tired of that. I never weary with that aspect of coming before the Lord and knowing that we have the attention of an almighty God, that the Alpha and the Omega is looking down in our lives, that he is so powerful and so wonderful and so creative, but he's so compassionate that he's willing to spend time looking into our lives. What a privilege is that. But then there are those that always as well want to talk about everybody else's experience, but you've got to get to that point in life to where you say, my soul, my Savior, the Lord is my shepherd. You've got to add that personal aspect to prayer and say, my soul. He's waiting personally upon God. As he comes down through this passage of Scripture, he starts out at verse number 1. He said, my soul waiteth for God. Up from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock, my salvation, my defense. I shall not be moved. Verse number 6, my rock, my salvation, my defense. Verse 7, my salvation, my glory, my strength, my refuge. Here, over and over and over again, the psalmist is writing to his people, but more than that, he is personally encountering the glory of God and saying, he is my shield, he's my buckler, he's my provider, he is my defense. And I appreciate that, friend, that we can have that personal relationship with the Lord. My soul. So we wait personally upon the Lord. But not just personally. Notice this in verse number 5. Wait thou only upon God. The word wait means to be in silence. And so the psalmist said, wait patiently for the Lord. Now this may be the hardest part for all of us, because most of us do more talking than we do listening. And we like to create noise than we do like the stillness. But the psalmist said, wait thou only, wait. It has the idea of residing in silence. And so he is waiting in silence, waiting on the Savior. And that's hard for us to do, because when there's a situation, we want to fix it. When there's a problem, we want to attack it. When there's an issue, we want to talk about it. We want to, especially men, we want to get our hands on it and give our opinion and give our ideas. And sometimes when we come to prayer, it's almost like we're enlightening God and telling God, you know, giving him options or alternatives of the way to solve this problem. But the psalmist comes before the Lord and he said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to tarry. I'm going to just sit here in the silence and wait on the Savior. And friend, that takes faith to do that. That takes faith to come before God and say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give you suggestions. I'm not going to give you options. I'm not going to dictate how I think it should go. But I'm just going to come into the presence of God, and I'm going to wait there, and I'm going to worship the Lord in silence and meditate on the things of God. And it's this psalmist resolving that, Lord, however you work it out, however you solve this, I'm okay with it. However you work this out, I'm accepting this as your plan and your will. Amen. Let's wait patiently on the Lord in silence and waiting on the Savior. How many we've got time to do that in just a moment when we come to the altar and we spend time praying before the Lord? Why don't you listen for God to speak into your life? Amen. This day is ordered of the Lord. What a difference from last Sunday to this Sunday. Last Sunday, a crowd full in the sanctuary. This Sunday, just a small number. But I'm glad we don't have a sanctuary filled, amen, to have the power of God, amen. But just you and I this morning, we can come to the altar, and I'm glad God's not limited by distance, because I've got several prayer requests, and if it took a crowd to have the attention of God, it'd be a waste of time to pray today. But I'm going to go to the altar, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to talk to the Lord. And who knows that God might see a sacrifice or faithfulness today, and I see what's in the heart of a man and reward that openly, what's done in secret. For certainly we're not here today to put on a crowd in front of a congregation, but we're here to honor the Lord today. As I preached 2 weeks ago, this is the Lord's day. I said this is the day when 2,000 years ago, that after Jesus was beat and bloodied and put on a cross and laid in a borrowed tomb, but he got up on Easter morning with all power over death, hell, and the grave. And that's why I'm in the house of God today, whether to clap, whether to lift my hands or exhort from the word of God to let him know I am still grateful. I am still thankful. I am still filled with praise and honor that I know that name, that I know the name of Jesus, amen, that called me out of sin. I'm glad to be on my way to heaven today. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Wait thou upon God. Wait on the Lord. Notice that. Wait upon God. Not your friend's idea. Not what everybody else wants out of your life. But wait thou upon God. Wait till God speaks. Wait till you hear the voice and the will of God. Wait patiently upon the Lord. For this is what the psalmist closes this verse out by saying. For my expectation. After you've waited personally. After you've waited patiently. Then he says, my expectation. My expectation, my hope, the hope that I have after he has come into the presence of God and waited there for the Savior and waited in silence. He says, my hope, my expectation is from Him. Wait purposefully on the Lord. That the revelation, as we talk to the Lord, God will give us direction. God will give us revelation. There will be things that God speaks to us in prayer. How many times have you gone to God in prayer and God spoke things in your life while you were praying? When you had to come apart, as Mark Guy Pierce wrote about, come apart. If you don't come apart, you will eventually come apart. When Jesus brought His disciples apart, teaching us that we've got to come apart, that we can be renewed, that we can be spoken to by the Lord. And so while we're in the presence of God, hope comes alive. Our expectation is laid on the things of God. There we receive revelation of God, but we're also, I believe, we receive request of God, that God begins to put His finger on things in our life. And God said, here's what I want you to do, or here's what I want you to stop doing, and this is what I declare out of your life. But if we don't pray, then look what we miss. If we don't wait upon God, then look what we miss. And so the declaration from the psalmist is, in God is my salvation. In God is my glory. In God is the rock of my strength. In God is my refuge. And trust in Him at all times, at all times. Whether we're under a hurricane evacuation, whether they can't decide whether it's mandatory or voluntary, or go west and get in the middle of the storm, or go, I'm telling you, friend, there's only one we can trust in with infallible truth. There's only one that we can, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have tried to give caution. I understand exactly what they're doing for the constituency, but here's what I know. Me and you, we don't know tomorrow. Me and you don't even have breath to get out of bed this morning if God didn't give to us. But I'm glad today that this is the day of the Lord. Amen. I'm part of God's people. God's going to take care of us. And when we wait on the Lord, we can put our hope in the Lord. We can put our trust in the Lord. And we can magnify our God. And at the end of the day, we know our confidence, our shield, our glory, our strength, he called it a bowing wall or a tottering fence. The men build walls and they lean and they totter, but not so with God. Amen. When God establishes something, it shall be done. And you can put your trust in it. How many glad for that today? So how many glad you can put your trust in the Lord without reservation? You can put your trust in the Lord without hesitation. You can put your trust in the Lord and receive your expectation, knowing that God is going to take care of us. Amen. Stand with me this morning. We're going to come to this altar and worship the Lord for a little while. Amen. Brother Travis, help us on the music if you would. Amen. Sing a little bit more of that. Where could I go but to the Lord? What a wonderful, wonderful admonition this morning. But church, why don't we just lift our hands and worship God, and let's just magnify the Lord. Amen. Let's purpose in our heart today to wait on the Lord, to talk to the Lord, to come into His presence today. Worship Him and honor Him, knowing that God's looking down from heaven and you and I have the attention of God today. Hallelujah. What a privilege that my soul doth magnify the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. What an awesome promise. You and I can come into the presence of God. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Amen. So let's do that this morning, can we? Amen. Let's come around the altar, the platform, however you want to do it this morning. Let's just lift up our hearts to the Lord. Amen. Let's take these prayer requests to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray for those that are being affected by this storm. Amen. But let's take advantage of it this morning and just wait on the Lord. Let God speak to us today. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I fade the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Living below this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Tell me, where could I go? Needing a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Thank you.
let's sing this as if you would, Brother Travis. Several days I've had so many texts from different preachers and folks that are praying for us, and I appreciate that. But Brother Newton had texted this yesterday morning, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Right. Verse number 10, he said, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Amen. I appreciate the word of the Lord. It's a promise to us, isn't it? Amen. I said it's a promise to us. Amen. We will not be having service tonight, but pray one for another. And I appreciate you being in the house of the Lord today. Appreciate God's mercy to us throughout the day. Remember the college students, they're singing and preaching today at Brother Ingram's church in Tennessee. So pray the Lord would use them in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. But God bless you for being in the house of the Lord. Let's just, as a way of dismissal today, why don't we just take time, shake hands, greet one another in the name of the Lord. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord. God bless you.